While on a tour of my Cub Scout den, I remember seeing a new Chevrolet roll off the assembly line every 60 seconds at the GM St. Louis assembly plant in North St. Louis. That inspired me, several years later, to enter the Fisher Body Craftsman's Contest when I was a freshman at Riverview Gardens High School in 1961. My family was very supportive, including my 8-year-old brother, Paul. He watched in awe at the design and construction of my car. My uncle Glenn, the service manager at Clayton Motors, a local DeSoto dealership, showed me how to use body filler to cover goof-ups in my wood carving efforts and the art of applying many forgiving coats of fawn beige paint, which was supplied by GM from the Chevy plant. Working together with other guildsmen at our weekly sessions at the Normandy High School woodshop was great fun. That experience helped us solve our common problems with carving, painting, and fitting parts. When I received my trophy and award at the high school assembly, it made me feel like I had accomplished something rather special. I was now in possession of a $2,000 scholarship. That scholarship helped fund my education at Washington University, where I earned a master's degree in applied mathematics and computer science. I went on to work at a number of companies, Artronix, Tandem Computers, Sperry Univac, McDonnell Douglas, and MasterCard, where I used my educational experiences to design medical scanners, high-speed computers, healthcare systems, and provide financial services. Even though the competition was 60 years ago, it had a big influence on my life. The trip to Detroit as a national award winner was the first time I flew in a jet passenger plane. At the Craftsman's Guild's convention, I got to see a futuristic Corvette. I still own a die-cast model of the Shark. I was also able to visit the Libby Owens Ford Glassworks in Toledo, where they make GM windshields, as well as the GM styling studios. And I remember fondly the lunches at the Carnor Polo Club and Bloomfield Hills Country Club. Since I was a national award winner, and this was the first model I had built, I was a little bummed that I couldn't enter more models in future competitions, as I had other great designs floating around in my head. I hope museum visitors understand how encouragement and involvement from family and friends can increase a young adult's confidence and feeling of self-worth.